Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you for joining me today. I hope everybody's doing well. It certainly was very warm here in Pennsylvania today. I'm telling you, brutal. But it's nice. The sun went down. It's cooling off. So it's a good night to do a show. Well, I'm going to talk about a few things. I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to be doing readings for you all and answering your numerology questions. But before I get to the opening the lines, I just wanted to talk about a few things here, okay? I want to talk first off that I had this really amazing experience today. Some of you that have been listening to the show have heard Joseph Tittle on my show. He's been a guest, and you may know him from America's Psychic Challenge. He was one of the finalists. And I had done a numerology reading for Joseph and his assistant, and he very kindly offered to do a reading for me today. And I really appreciate how accurate Joseph was. It was an amazing reading. He's like a machine gun just shooting off facts, one thing right after another. And it really was extraordinary by my standards. And I have pretty high standards when it comes to, you know, getting readings from people. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, acknowledge, first off, what a blessing it was, the beautiful messages that came through from my loved ones on the other side, some messages that Joseph had for my children, myself, and my career and things like that. It was, I want to acknowledge, you know, thanks for that, but also, you know, to say that, you know, numerology can tell you an awful lot. It can help you to make sense of your life. It can help to give you clear direction as to where you're going and what your opportunities are, as well as, you know, the challenges in your life. It can do a lot for you. But numerology can't do mediumship. So, you know, because I had this wonderful experience today with Joseph, I just wanted to mention it on the radio show in the event that any of you are looking for a really good medium. And you can read about him on spiritmanjoseph.com. It was just a wonderful reading. Another thing that I want to talk about is my newsletter. I sent it out June 1st, and I was talking about the universal energy for June. And universal energy applies to the events of the world. It just applies to just what it means, the universe. And the month of June is a 7 month. And if you all remember back in 2005, if you add the 2, the 0, the 0, the 5, you got a 7 year, and that was really a tremendous year for water, for the hurricanes. And June is a 7 month, and I think in my newsletter, sometimes I want to smack myself up the side of the head and say, Allison, why didn't you, you know, write that it could be just water events? But I know that I mentioned that June was a month that's going to bring some issues in with water. And I did mention that perhaps it was going to be an active, early active season in the tropics. Little did I realize that, when you read today's high headlines, there in the flooding in Wisconsin, Indiana, and Iowa, there was 30 counties, disaster areas in Wisconsin, 29 in Indiana, 33 in Iowa. They call major disasters. Houses were washed away, banks failed, the lake was emptied. I'd say that was some pretty major, major issues with water. And if you look, and we're looking at the dams and the lakes that were formed in China because of the earthquake, you know, it's not a very positive month for dealing with those either. And so I think that's really interesting. One of the ways that you can apply numerology, just to the headlines in the news. And as long as I know I've heard a caller, and I'll be right with you, caller, but I want to just make a mention about the newsletter, because I send this out every single month. It's free, so you can't beat the price, people. But in this, I publish news. I tell you what the monthly energy is universally, what to expect. And I got to tell you, we're coming up on an 8-month next month, and that's going to have a lot to do with finances, and let's hope it can't get any worse, because the economy globally is in, you know, it's stretching itself right now. But that's, we're going to be dealing with financial issues next month. But the whole matter about the newsletter is, if you're interested in subscribing, please email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. All you got to do is put the word subscribe in the subject line. And I send out this newsletter. I also give you your monthly personal forecast, which this applies directly to you, your energy for the month. I give you some great information about numerology, cool websites, books, and a lot more. So if you're interested in the Visible by Numbers newsletter, by all means, give me an email, tell me about it, and I'll sign you up. I'm going to be talking about some interesting things with numerology, but I know that I've heard a caller, so I want to take my caller. So who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Sharon.
Sherry?
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
I was hoping that I could get a little numerology reading from you.
I would be happy to do that for you. Can you give me your date of birth, please?
July 6th, 1962.
Now, you said 1962?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So we have July 6th, 1962. Got it.
Correct.
All righty. Just give me a second here, and we'll see what we got for you.
Great.
All righty. Okay. Whoa, Sharon, hello.
Hi. Now you know why I called, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, girl. All right, sweetie. Well, you're one of those people that have you have a life path at the 22, which is, it is the most powerful of all the master numbers. It has in it a great deal of potential. It's almost as though you've made an agreement before coming into this lifetime to do something significant with your lifetime. The big problem with this 22 energy is it almost overwhelms the people that have this energy. It almost feels as though your ambition or what it is that you want to do with your life is almost too big for you. And then sometimes that is exactly what holds you back. But you have potential to do something very significant for humanity, written into your life plan. And whenever you've got that kind of potential, there's also so many more experiences that come along in your life that actually help to get you to where you need to be, so that you can begin to use this master energy and so that you can begin to do what it is you came to do. And given that these are a lot of experience, sometimes they're not easy experiences. And so whenever people always say to me, oh, I wish I had a master number. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because it really is asking so much more of the soul that came in with the master energy. So what I would tell you most importantly is, no matter what you're looking at in life, that there's very possible that a dream, there's something that you want to accomplish. And the one thing, most important thing that I would want to tell you is, do not be overwhelmed by the size and scope of what it is you want to do. That you, if you commit yourself to a dream, that you actually have a magic, there's word magic that comes in with this 22, you can have so much help from above, giving you your resources and the people and the money and all the things that you need in order to build that dream. The only thing that you have to do is commit to that dream and use your every ounce of your energy, everything that you've got in your arsenal, of talents in order to accomplish it. This life path number is saying that you have the psychic ability of an 11, meaning you have a connection to the spiritual realm, that you receive information, however that might come, seeing, hearing, feeling. But you also have, you're grounded, you're down to earth. You don't get airy-fairy about it. As a matter of fact, you might even be a little bit skeptical about it, or maybe a little bit hard, making sure that it is what it is.
Right.
But you have the psychic ability, but at the same time, you just don't go off the deep end with it. You have this ability to remain focused, to be disciplined, to accomplish things. You are a visionary. You also are humanitarian, so there's a desire on some level to want to help those that are less fortunate. You're very connected to Mother Earth, with energetically, so So it's very important for you to spend time outside or go and lay down on the ground when you're feeling, you know, when you need some grounding. Very energetically connected to Mother Earth. You have, with this energy, morals and values and ethics and honesty. You're not always going to vibrate to the 22. Most often in the early part of life, we act more like the lower version, which is a 4. And so you're going to find that discipline is a great big part of your life, learning how to discipline yourself and learning how to complete tasks or manage things or be efficient. And when you've learned a lot of these lessons with a 4, then you're ready to work with that 22 energy, which actually allows you to accomplish great things. And you don't belong, you're an international, this is international, it isn't just the United States. What it is, the potential that lies within your chart, it actually encompasses the world. And the one person that I would point out with 22 energy, I don't know if you even remember him, I'm probably letting people know my age, but Bob Hope was a comedian.
I love Bob Hope.
Well, there you go. That's why we bring up Bob Hope. Okay. See, there's a little psychic stuff going on. But anyhow, Bob Hope, you know, the whole thing with the USO, the whole thing with patriotism, with wanting to bring America to the troops overseas and to bring a piece of home there and to support the troops with actors and actresses, but also with supplies and things that they from home. That was part of his building a 22 enterprise, because he took the USO from being an obscure organization to being something that was very respected, and it was a very patriotic thing to do, to go to work for the USO. And it was Bob Hope that really put his energy in that to make it what it was. This is the potential that you have, you understand?
Right.
Okay, something really big, that long after you're gone from this planet, what it is you do is still here, okay? But when we're talking about this 4 energy, I just want to tell you, you know, you're a hard worker. And you've got to, you know, I'm looking at your challenges, and I'm just kind of wanting to make you understand that sometimes you got to lighten up and be a little playful and have a little bit of fun. You can't be too serious. I want to talk about your birthday for a second, and here is Cosmic Mother Energy. So you carry a great deal of love for children, for animals, and also for those that are in need. This is the nurturer, the person that's compassionate, the person who wants to be of service. Not only wants to be of service, but there's a great deal of joy in being kind or doing loving things and helping others. So it's a beautiful heart that your birthday number is talking about with you. There's artistic ability that certainly comes in with this energy, home decor, making home important. But also there's healer energy, because oftentimes we find people with 6 that want to heal others or take care of others in the medical industry. And also there's counseling in here as well, because you're very balanced. This 6 gives you the ability to see both sides of the situation, and it gives you the ability to create peace and harmony. And it makes you very intuitive, besides the psychic stuff that we've been talking about. When it comes to your challenges, now you're exactly how old right now, Sharon?
45.
Okay, thank you, sweetie. Thank you for not making me stop and do some catching up. Okay. You've had something that happened early on in your life that actually kind of took away your power, or on some level took away your confidence or your self-esteem or you standing in your power. I think to a certain extent that you need peace around you, that you need harmony around you. You may have given away a little bit of your needs to others in order to, maybe even a little self-sacrificing, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Well, you're at a time in your life right now which is going to want to teach you how strong you are. It's almost as though you're going to have experiences in your life that are going to remind you and show you and demonstrate to you your strength. Some of these might feel like you have to do things by your own hand. You're not going to have a lot of support from people around you. You might be on your own. You might be dealing with being independent. You might be dealing with, but this whole purpose of this time that you're in this time of your life is to try to help you to elevate your own self-esteem and your own opinion of yourself. It's about choosing confidence, realizing what you truly are capable of doing. And this time of your life goes from age 42 to the age of 50. Very important pinnacle. Now, during this time, you may want to start your own business, but you may have maybe for the first time in your life, maybe starting to be a little selfish about what it is that you need, and this is good, because you need you need to spend time with yourself, and you need to work on, this is a lot of inner growth that's going on here with you. Business and career, usually it's quite good to advance you or put you into the limelight or become a leader of some sort. Certainly your ambitions will kick in during this time. I can tell you that where you're going after the age of 51 is really into some very serious spiritual energy, whether you may want to be a spiritual teacher or maybe a philosopher or maybe work in the metaphysical arena in some way. Certainly it will, after the age of 51, your growth in that area, even your connection to your psychic ability, everything will be heightened. You may want to go off and write a book, for all I know, or maybe spend a little bit of time in contemplation deciding what it is. You might even decide to teach, for all I know. But it's really what, as you go move out of this one pinnacle, you're going into a seven, which is going to really pull you in to the spiritual. One of your challenges that I do want to point out to you is you have some challenges with, number one, your self-esteem, your confidence, and knowing what you're capable of doing. And love of self. You got to work on love of self, making yourself a priority. Because when I look at your other pinnacles, I know that you sacrificed yourself for family for a good long time in your life. I also know that early on in life, there's a lot of limitations and rules and regulations and discipline around you, a lot of hard work. So you got to love yourself. You got to start being kinder to yourself. Your second challenge is about laughter and joyfulness. And you don't realize how beautiful you are. You don't realize how charismatic you can be. You may inhibit the joyfulness in you or even the inner child in you. You've got to find a way to connect to your creativity. You actually have a talent with writing books or expressing yourself with words, so I'm just trying to share that with you. And also, your own perception of your own looks might be distorted. You may not see yourself as beautiful as other people see you, which can inhibit you, if you understand what I'm saying there.
Yes.
Okay. This year for you, if we really get into the energy that's around you, I mean, there's so much more in a numerology chart. On the air, I can only deal with the actual date of birth, but, you know, the name gives a whole bunch of more information, but based on what I'm seeing here, your personal year right now is a five, which is bringing in for you a lot of change. This can be change in jobs, change in residence, change in relationships, or just it can be personal change. You're feeling as though, you know, you've got to make some changes in your life even. But some of these can be unexpected. Some of these can be sudden. They can come out of the blue. This is a wonderful year for expansion for you. So, like, whatever you're doing, you may decide to take it in a different direction, or you may decide to expand it in some fashion. This is a year that you really want to communicate to others, let them know your ideas. You want to do a lot of self-promotion this year as well. You want to let it be known that you're out there and that you've got some really great ideas. Workshops, anything with communication, writing certainly comes in with this year as well. Would caution you about being a little bit impulsive this year. That would be the only, or anything overindulging this year. Sometimes even in a 5 year, our waistline expands a little because it's a year of expansion for you.
Okay.
And there could be ups and downs with money, but for the most part, a 5 year is pretty good for finances. If I look into your months a little bit here, okay, this month for you, darling, is super intense. I don't know if you're feeling it already, but the sensitivity,
oh, yeah,
the psychic stuff, the vulnerability, being in tune to energy of other people and the environment, and it's a very intense month for you. This month, my advice to you is peace at all costs. Always take the higher road. Always try to attempt to go, don't be aggressive this month, but if you have any conflicts that come in, you want to resolve them as peacefully as possible. It's very important this month. As I said, keep peace around you. And if you get a little anxiety and panic, it's actually because you've got some master energy coming in this month. And that this might, you know, kind of heighten some of that stuff with you because you're very psychic. Very in tune to energy you are. July should be a little bit more social. So if you got a vacation on tap, I'd like to see you kind of do that in July. August, I think, is going to be a work month for you. You're going to feel less free time. So don't plan anything. You know, I think in August, if you planned a vacation, it might get canceled. So you really want to try to put that vacation somewhere else.
Okay.
December should be, I think October is going to be good for you financially. But I really feel that December there may be a promotion or recognition of something that you're doing, or where you actually, you get a pat on the back and there's money coming because of it. So I would look to see as December as being a good month for you. Okay?
Oh, super.
Does any of that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. It was wonderful.
Oh, okay, Sharon.
That is super.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, dear. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
Thanks, I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, there. So anyhow, that's what happens when you call into the show and you give me your date of birth. Okay, I just start talking. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, Allison, how is it that you do readings? And the only thing I could tell you is I look at numbers, and when I look at numbers, it's like, I don't know, it's like a dam of information that actually comes through that I just, it's like I just start opening my mouth and it just more or less flows through me. And I know that it's numerology. I absolutely acknowledge that numerology is a wonderful thing. But I know that there's a great deal of guidance that comes from above when I do my readings. So, and that's what happens when you call in. I did, again, the lines are open, and y'all are welcome to call in. And I just want to take, before I just give the numbers, I just want to take a few minutes here because this is something I've been trying to get to for a couple of weeks. Numbers, besides the fact that we, our numbers in our numerology chart really do define our own personal energy. And when I do numerology, all I'm really doing is validating things that you already know about yourself. And I'm also able to look at your future and what's coming for you and opportunities and things like that. But numbers attract as well. So whatever our energy is, we're going to attract into our life experiences having to do with that energy. For example, with Sharon having a sixth birthday, certainly she's going to attract into her life relationships. She's going to attract into her life duty and responsibility to family, and love of family, children, animals, or something along those lines. We attract with our numbers. The same thing goes with the numbers all around you, everywhere, okay? I recently was watching Paranormal State. I don't know if you've caught it. I think it's on A&E. I'm not sure what station it's on. But it's a group of investigators from the Pennsylvania State University that go out and they investigate hauntings and things like that. And the one thing I was noticing was I just taped three episodes and I'm watching it. I'm like, the houses that they were going to were 11 houses. That was the number of the house. And if you know anything about numerology, 11 is the number of the psychic. It's an open door to the spiritual realm. And I found it very interesting that they were actually investigating houses that had a vibration of 11. And so that's just an example that even our house numbers draw to us, you know, a certain energy. And the same thing goes with our checking account numbers. You know, you want to pay attention to them. You know, we talk about this wanting abundance in our lives. Well, if you've got a checking account number that vibrates to a 3 or a 5, I can assure you that's like having a checking account that's got a, you know, it's like a sieve. It's got holes in it, and the money's just going to fall out of it. If you want a checking account that's going to build itself up, and it's going to hold on to money, and it's going to draw abundance to it, you really want those digits to add up to an 8, a 4, or a 22, because that's going to actually kind of pull the abundance in. Same thing goes with your savings account and your IRAs. And even if you want to talk about your vehicles, you know, your license plates, your bid numbers on your car. You know, if you want a car that's going to last, that is not going to have a great deal of maintenance problems, you absolutely want to pull in the energy of the 4, the 8, or the 22. Your license plate, the same thing. You want to pull in that energy because that's stability, that's efficiency, that's, you know, hard working. It doesn't fail. You know, it really works very hard to accomplish things. So that's the energy that you want. Knowing the numbers, even for the time of day, you know, people are always sending me emails saying, well, I got this, you know, keep seeing 444 on the clock or 111 on the clock. Knowing what the numbers are, it's easy enough to do, easy enough to study. That helps you to decipher those messages that you're getting. I touched upon the homes, but I had a really cute story. Oh, I knew I should have put Roxy up. I'm sorry. A cute story about the number 5. We have a restaurant down on Main Street here in Akron, and it's a 5 address. And I have watched, at this point, I've only lived here 6 years, but I've seen six owners of this restaurant. They move in, they try to make it work, and they move out. And five really is about change. It's about constant change, sudden unexpected events. And so I find it very interesting that it's very hard to keep anybody in this building running a restaurant. Phone lines is another place that you want to look at your numbers, because depending on the business that you're in, you really want the last four digits of your phone to kind of correspond with what it is that you're doing. So that's another place to place some emphasis. And I was reading really something quite interesting. Hi, caller. I hear you, and I'll be right with you. Let me finish up this thought. I was reading something really interesting about life path numbers. We all have our life path numbers. If you don't know them, it's easy enough to find it out by going on the Internet, or you can always email me with your date of birth, and I'll tell you what your life path number is. But they were saying that you really want to pull that energy for your life path in and around your environment. So let's say you're a seven life path like me. So maybe on your desk you want to stack your books in stacks of seven. Or maybe you want to, if you can go to the store, you know, sometimes you get T-shirts that got seven, the number seven on them. Well, you would want to buy that. Or maybe a charm bracelet that's got the number seven. Or maybe there's seven things on a wall in a grouping. But what that is it's pulling that energy in. When you pull that energy in, it helps you out in order to accomplish or to work with that energy. That's what you came to do. So let's pull some of that energy in to help you. And these are many, many ideas about numerology, about numbers, the different places besides just the readings where you want to apply the energy of the numbers in every aspect of your life. And I'm going to shut up for now, and I'm going to take my caller. Hi, who's calling?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. This is
hello,
Allison.
I'm Cece, and I have talked to you before.
Hello, my dear Cece. How are you?
Well, I guess I'm okay. But I do have a question.
Sure.
You know, I know I have a good life, and I know all the positives of things about my life and how fortunate I am. But the more I go around, I'm just having this intense feeling that everybody's driving me crazy. I mean, I really like my own company, and I find myself just enjoying. Of course, I'm still looking for Mr. Right.
Yes.
But I just, people just drive me crazy. And I'm finding myself wanting to stay home more and more just so I don't have to deal with it.
Cece, give me your date of birth again, and I want to look at the pinnacles here and what's going
on.
Okay.
It's 10-17-47.
Wow, okay. All right, 10-17-1947. All right. Everyone's driving you crazy. Now, is this something that's gone on for more than a short time, or is this going on, going on for a long time?
I think it's getting worse. Yeah, so it's been going on for a while.
Okay, it's going on.
And I don't know if I'm just frustrated with life or whatever, or whatever. You tell me.
Well, I do think that really where I would want to focus is on the challenges, and especially the placement of the challenges,
mm-hmm.
Cece. And your overall life challenge and the final challenge in life is actually twos. So what that's saying is that this time, it's been an overall thing, but it's intensified during this time of your life. Two has a tendency to be oversensitive, and it also has a tendency to connect to energy, meaning connecting to other people's energy, the energy of the surroundings around you. It very much is empathic. It's an empath. So what may be going on here is when you get around people, that rather than just listening to their comments and listening to them talk, and sometimes we can overlook a lot in people, but you're actually carrying their energy home. You're taking their grumpiness, or you're taking their silliness, or you're taking whatever's going on with them.
Yeah.
You're actually picking up that energy and taking it home with you. I know a lot of people that I have two challenges, and also a lot of people that have psychic ability, that as they get older, they actually withdraw from being social. They have a tendency to spend more time alone or in their houses. They don't want to go out anymore. They can't stand malls. They can't stand crowded restaurants. They can't stand any of that. And they don't understand, but a lot of it has to do with that's a protection for them. Because the less that they're around people, the less that they're picking up that energy, the less that they're carrying it home and dealing with it. And this may be the case with what's going on with you. Now, certainly you're the Pied Piper. I'm sorry to say, but your energy, to a certain extent, is so interesting to other people, and they enjoy you. They can suck your joyfulness out of you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do understand that, yes.
So you're a three life path, and quite often what happens is you're here on a certain level to inspire others or to set an example. Like, I wish I could be more like Cece. She's so easygoing, and I want to be like Cece. She's so funny, and she's so charming. Well, part of what you're here for is to kind of cheer the rest of us up, okay? That attracts a lot of depressed people around you because they like to be around you because you make them feel better. But they're not returning that favor. They're actually kind of draining off your energy. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
So I think what you're doing is a little bit of self-protection.
Oh.
You're protecting yourself because you can pick up their energy, and they're also sucking you dry with their... Because nobody's giving it back to you. Nobody's cheering you up, Cece. Right?
Right.
Okay. So what I would suggest here is... You know, I'm a real believer in the power of stones and crystals. I'm a real believer in carrying grounding stones and carrying stones. That there are certain ones that actually, when the energy comes at you, rather than you absorbing it, it deflects it and reflects it back, or turns it into something positive rather than something negative.
Okay.
And I firmly believe that people should choose their own stones rather than, you know, doing something that I would guess that it would be a dark stone is what I'm hearing, but I would maybe go to a crystal store or go somewhere, and I would, like, think about or see what stone is talking to you, and maybe, or you might want to consult somebody that knows a lot more about it than I do, and carry around either, you know, you're not necessarily a rocks in the pocket kind of a gal. You could even have something done with jewelry, a creative piece of jewelry, a pendant, a bracelet or something like that that you can wear that's going to deflect other people's energy from you so that you're not absorbing it. And when you absorb it, you have to deal with it. You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
So I really feel that what you're talking about has a lot to do with that two challenge. I don't know if that's very helpful for you.
So how do I just go to some place that knows about stones and what they do? Or I have a number of stones here. Would it just help to handle them? And
well, see what one is. I would like hematite or some sort of a dark stone is where I would want to go, a grounding stone. But I know there's one specific stone, and it's eluding me at this point. Thank you very much, menopause, but I can't bring that information through. You can try calling, I have a wonderful friend. She has a wonderful website, mooncavecrystals.com. And Christy is very kind. When I refer my clients to her, people to her, she's very kind. You tell her what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
And then what she does is she herself is somewhat psychic. But what she does is she chooses the proper stone for you to help you with whatever it is that you're dealing with. And I would suggest I think her phone number's on her website. I would try calling her and asking her, like, what do you think, Christy? What do you think I need?
Okay.
And try carrying it. Let's just put it this way. Trial and error or experimentation. If you carry the stones for protection with you at all times, not stones, you don't have to carry 1,000 stones, that could be just one or two or one.
Uh-huh.
See if it doesn't make you feel better. The other thing, Cece, is it's so important, I'm sorry, but you want to do the chakra balancing, you want to do some meditations where you mentally and visually clear your auric field. If you see it in your mind's eye, you're doing it. So whether it's in the shower, you visualize that water as it runs down over your head. Actually, you picture your energetic field around you, and you picture that that is kind of washing away the debris or anything that doesn't belong there. Some people recommend the actual cutting of cords, meaning anybody that's telling you a sad story and sucking you dry with your energy. You may even want to visualize the actual pair of scissors where you cut the cord so that person can't drain your energy or can't affect your energy anymore. But you really want to try to do that on a daily basis. And then what you want to do when you feel as though you've cleared your auric field, you want to spin, you know, work on your chakras, and then you may even want to put some protective light around you, or even one of my favorite things is mirrors. is even a visualization of putting mirrors around your auric field so that when something comes at you, it's actually reflected back to the sender. And that's one way that, and when you do the visualization, it actually creates that for you so that when you go out, you're not picking up stuff. You're leaving it be. It's being sent back to whoever's trying to, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I know it's a practice. But, you know, again, it can be a 15-minute process a day.
Okay.
And we spend at least 15 minutes a day with our hair and makeup or
right,
doing our nails
right.
or whatever. So work on that spiritual aspect of you, because this is definitely rooted in, I believe, you're a very spiritual thing called being psychic and empathic. And so you want to address that, and you want to work on that. And that's a 15-minute day process. It's important. You know, why not try it and see if it does make you feel better?
Okay, I certainly will.
Okay, well, let me know.
I appreciate your time. I'm glad I got through today.
Oh, I'm glad you did, too.
I enjoy your program, Allison.
All right, thanks, Cece.
Thank you very much.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was interesting. That really does happen to a lot of people, I have to say. People that actually end up being recluses because they don't want to go out. They don't want to, you know, I have a lot of people that have two challenges. It's that they go to the mall in a perfectly wonderful mood, and they're excited about the day, and they're looking forward to spending time with their friends. And they're only in the mall for a few minutes, and then next thing you know, boom, they're feeling down, or they're feeling, you know, something has changed. The momentum and their energy has changed, and they start taking, you know, and this has a lot to do with some people that are very empathic that have a two challenge. That big problem is you're actually sensitive to your environment and people in it. So anyone that has a two challenge should really take the word empath, put it into a Google search, let the websites come up as they may, and then read them. And see what resonates to you, because I'm not suggesting that you take anything that I say to the bank. This has to sound true to your soul. Anything that I say has to sound true to you. And so when you go to these websites and you read about empaths, you will find that, oh, my God, that sounds like me. Well, if that happens to you, then you're an empath. And that's all I got to say about that. Okay. All right, where was I? I give some. Oh, yeah. I do want to give back out the numbers, or I never did give them out, so I'm going to give them out now. Toll-free numbers. USA, you can call 877-876-5227. In Canada, you can call toll-free 888-815-9756. And if you're in the California area, you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And I think I've got a caller. Who's calling, please?
Actually, I talked to you last week, and you gave me a wonderful reading. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But I was wondering if you would take a look at my grandson.
Your grandson?
Yes. I have three of them, but one of them is, well, they're all very interesting,
okay.
But...
Sure, give me his date of birth.
Okay, it's 2/1/97.
So we have February 1st, 1997?
Yes.
Okay. So we're looking at, what's his name?
Justice.
Justin.
No, Justice.
Justice. Oh.
Yes.
Wow, that's an interesting name. Okay, let me just, how do you spell that?
J-U-S-T-I-C-E.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Like the halls of justice.
Like the halls. And, you know, isn't that funny? Because justice is a sixth vibration, which has to do with justice. So that's very beautiful. I like that. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, okay. This young man. Oh, dear. I'm sorry. My voice is very dry. I turned off my air conditioner, and the heat's coming in, so I'm like, but I wanted to be able to hear my caller, so.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is an 11 life path. The 11, of course, is a master number,
mm-hmm.
and which means that he has made a contract to come into this lifetime to be a messenger for humanity, or on some level do something maybe that enlightens humanity or positively affects humanity. This is really part of his why he came in. A very in touch child with the spiritual realm. I would almost say early on in life I would suspect that he might be clairvoyant, seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be the least bit surprised because he's in a three pentacle, and that may bring that energy around him. Usually with an 11, what happens is you have an open door to the spiritual realm through which information flows. It's a 24/7 thing. It doesn't, you know, some people meditate, some people alter their states of consciousness in order to access that information. Well, for him, it's like lightning bolts that just hit him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he, this can make him a little bit energetic, but also at the same time, you know, he's dealing with two kinds of energy here. Usually early on in life, we don't necessarily work with the master energy. We more or less vibrate to the lower version, which is a two. But potentially, you know, on some level, you know, this is an inspirational leader. This is somebody who's avant-garde, could be an artist. This is somebody that out-of-the-box thinker, inventive, unique. And this could be the later in life thing. And also wanting to put him on stage because he has a message for humanity or something that he is going to do for humanity. And when that applies to that many people, you know, you can't do it from your living room. Yeah, you have to be put out there in front of people.
Right.
So he also has the potential of fame of some sort or being put in front of people. Some of the most influential people have 11s in their charts. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean that everybody that's got an 11 ends up being famous? No, no, it doesn't mean that because it's not an easy number to balance out. Sometimes he can be more of a dreamer than somebody that actually accomplishes things. The one thing that that he does have is tact and diplomacy. He has an ability, you know, a good counseling ability, certainly, bringing about peace to situations, very cooperative. But at the same time, he's very magnetic. You know, people are going to notice that he's different. I just want you to know that. Because he has a higher vibration than
mm-hmm.
other people. Even if you were to get an aura photograph of him, it would definitely look different than other people because of his 11.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, he's going to start off maybe being a little shy, or maybe there can be aspects of him where, you know, he's not in his power. But later on in life, when he goes through experiences, and he will have many, many experiences that will lead him towards spirituality, lead him towards what his message is. Once he understands what his truth is, what his message is, then he will be inspired to set about to inspire the rest of us with it, if you can understand what that means,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Very interesting.
Now, even though he's got a one birthday, which means he has all the qualities of being brave and fearless and a natural-born leader, and
mm-hmm.
certainly, but he has a one challenge early on in life. So I would tell mom and dad
mm-hmm.
to encourage him with his confidence and his self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also acknowledge his strengths, and I would also want to see him in whatever's creative. I'm telling you, put this child where, in whether it's classes for art,
mm-hmm.
Theater, put this kid in the limelight because he can definitely, he's got, I really want to put him on stage. I see a lot of that in his chart.
Wow.
Or something very creative, something having to do with the arts, something,
mm-hmm.
whether it's writing, speaking, acting, sculpting, painting, put him. So I would definitely, for presents for this child, buy him art things or
mm-hmm.
try to find what that is. You know, he might be film and industry or something. Camera. Give him a camera. See what happens.
Right.
Is there problems with mom with this child?
Mom is a 22, I do believe.
Okay, but does he have issues? Well, because he's kind of young, but does he have problems with mom?
Well, he's 11. They're both kind of strong-willed.
And so do they butt heads?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Well, the one thing about this kid is, you know, when you got one energy, you don't listen to a lot of people that easily. And you just kind of, there's an one of his challenges may have to do with mom, so that this is actually part of the path. You know, maybe it's his will over hers or however you want to call it.
Right.
And he will have some challenges with duty and responsibility to family itself. There's a little bit of that written into his chart as well. Just give him a lot of love. He's got to be careful about being a martyr, too, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
for family. caving in, giving in, or doing for, or just, you know, maybe not doing enough for himself. You know, he can be the kind of person that wants to solve everybody's problems.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to be a little cautious of that. I would really want to see his full chart to be able to see what I want to do with those challenges.
Right.
But sometimes when a person has a sixth challenge, they actually don't. They think that everybody's problem is their problem, and they have a tendency to martyr themselves. So I would just, you know, watch out for that with him. Okay?
Right. Yes. Thank you again.
Well, does his mother encourage him with any psychic stuff?
No, I'm the grandmother psychic person.
Okay,
and
well, Grandma,
I do.
Has he mentioned any of that to you?
When he gets a hit that he knows he got, he'll proclaim it to me. He'll say it to me, and he believes he's very strong. He's very lucky, and so it, you know, comes out in childlike ways.
Uh huh.
But he is open to it, at least. So,
well,
that,
good.
To me, that's, you know, all of it.
Well, leave that door open for him, and then when
I
he gets
will.
Older, be sure to drop a few spiritual books in his book bag.
I'm always throwing things at him, you know.
Okay,
so
there you go.
Because,
you know,
thing.
You're probably there for guidance for him as well. You're part
yeah.
of the soul
yeah.
contract, that you're there kind of nurturing that spirit in him.
Sure.
Because really, he, you know.
They ended up with me for a reason, you know.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. But, yeah, I'd love to get a full reading, so I'll be in touch.
All right, well, that'd be wonderful, dear.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, then. All righty. All righty. One thing, you know, again, with master numbers, so many people, and I said this earlier, they say, well, I wish, you know, master numbers are a wonderful thing to have. And indeed they are. They're a wonderful thing to have because the potential for doing something wonderful for humanity is certainly written into your chart. And the opportunity to become famous is certainly written into your chart if you have master energy. The downside of it is that you have so many more experiences in your life to get you to where you need to be in order to use that master energy. And it's almost like a testing of sorts. You know, there's many tests that you have to go through in life in order to prepare. We think that we're going to all achieve greatness early on in life, or that the 30s are the best years. That's not the case. Even with master numbers, most people don't reach their potential until they're 45, 50, and sometimes beyond. And so this is something that you work very patiently at throughout your life. You, when you have a master 11, you are actually, through your experiences, defining what your truth is, or what your message is even. And then when you've come to those conclusions with the guidance from above, because certainly you've got all this guidance that's coming from above, then you set about to share those thoughts with the world. And so, you know, sometimes the 11 comes out with artistry, with people that paint, sometimes in movies. Oftentimes an 11 will bring that spiritual philosophy through. I know of a interior designer in Florida who's an 11, and she brings the spirituality into her interior design. So somehow, some way, that 11 will find a way to bring the message through, and it's very deeply tied to spirituality. Okay, well, I think I've got another caller. Who's calling?
Yes, hi. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, my
How
name...
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail. Where are you from?
I'm from Ojai, California.
Well, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Thank you. Well, I'd like to get a reading.
Can you give me your date of birth, Gail?
Yes. It's February 27th,
1953. Okay. February 27th, 1953, and your name is Gail. Okay. Got it. Let me look at Gail for just a second. Okay. All right, Gail. That gives me a little bit more information. And, okay. Have you ever had your numerology done, Gail?
You know what? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay, I'll speak up louder.
Okay.
Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had your numerology done?
No.
Okay.
Never.
All right. You yourself, I've got to say, have got, you're a very intensified two-life path, which is really kind of the easy version of the 11, okay? Because you heard me talking about that master number.
Yes,
well, people,
I did.
Yeah, well, people that have two life paths, but yours is very intense. So it's got the God blessing around it. It's saying that you have a very intense energy here. You certainly have psychic ability, I would say on many levels, but very strongly clairsentient, feeling, being connected to energy. You're very intuitive. You can read people's minds, their feelings. You might even walk into buildings and be able to sense the energy of buildings, because this energy is definitely very psychic and very empathic. Certainly early on in your life, the first pinnacle up to age 34, I'm thinking you were probably intimidated by this or felt this as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But you really would make an extraordinary counselor, peacemaker. Even if you were to use your psychic ability to do readings for people, you would be very insightful and knowing how to heal them or to help them. You have also gifts with music and rhythm and poetry and quite a bit of artistry there.
Right, yes. I do art.
Yeah, you've got a gift with that as well. I want to tell you that, you know, you're going to be the peacemaker in this lifetime. You may be in the middle of opposing energies, and you will find that the middle ground.
Okay.
I will also want to tell you that you got to be careful because you're very, very sensitive, that you can be, your feelings get hurt pretty darn easy, and you've got to be a little sensitive. You know, understand that about yourself.
Right.
You're vulnerable, really. And sometimes your feelings get hurt when people don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Okay.
Yeah. And you might think that they all do, but sometimes people are just, you know, they're blockheads. And they say stuff and they didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And you don't like to fight about stuff. So you may hesitate to confront somebody when they've done something to hurt your feelings. And you really need to use that beautiful way that you have of being diplomatic and just approach people and try to resolve those. Because the one thing you've got to be careful of is carrying around baggage from past hurts all your life. You got to...
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you've got a lot of... there's more artistry that comes in with your birthday numbers. Certainly nines are very gifted.
Right.
Do you have problems with... Did you have problems with relationship with mom?
Mom and dad.
Okay, because that's... Your challenge is screaming that. Also very old soul. Very old soul, Gail.
Okay.
Okay. That's indicated in your chart. I really would like to see a lot more of your chart. But what I'm saying here with this quite often the seven challenge has to do with I don't know if there's untold things or there's things that had a hard time coming to the surface that may
I think like childhood secrets that have never been exposed.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm seeing here. And so I just want to tell you that you've got to overcome that challenge. One thing for sure is don't take anybody, if they tell you it's true and intuitively you don't think it's true, you need to do some investigation. Don't take what people say to you as being point blank the truth.
Okay.
Do you want to look a little deeper on things? You need to find the truth. Okay?
Okay.
This, whatever happened in the childhood, having to do with secrets and lies and things that were hidden, you've got to just overcome that, and you've got to confront and find out what the truth is on things. Okay?
Okay.
I wish I could go on and on for you, dear, but I only have 1 minute left of my show.
Okay.
You are how old right now?
I'm 55.
Okay. All right. You really are in a time really... I don't know if you're feeling a very strong spiritual pull or if you're
feeling,
you're in some major energy here to do something really important. Call me back again on another show or email me, okay?
I will.
All right? I'm sorry I have to cut you off, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Gail, take care.
Bye.
All right, everybody. You know, an hour goes so incredibly fast, and my time's up. So do come back next week. We have a really wonderful numerologist on. And she'll be my guest, and we'll be talking more numerology and doing some more readings. And in the meantime, I hope you all have a really wonderful night. Thank you, everybody that called into the show. Thank you for those of you that were listening. I do wish you all love, peace, and abundance. Have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.